This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
September the 19th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kushner has joined me, as she usually does, with conversation, commitment to the things that matter to you, what people are talking about, the events of the day, the people, the issues. So the people and the events certainly are focused around the passing of the Queen and the pomp and circumstances of her funeral that actually is going on still. At this moment, I think it's been a couple of hours, but you know, there still are a lot of, you know, with the people that are there, the logistics of all of this. One of the best things that she ever said, something to remember, grief is the price we pay for love. Isn't that true? Thinking about people that we love who are gone.
The more it hurts, the more love there was.
Yeah, right. I spoke at this funeral I was talking about earlier, going to the funeral of a lady that was very close to my family and me. She'd had dementia for 8 years, horrible to see where she went. Her husband has it now. But the funeral was on Saturday, and I spoke about my experiences with her and the things that she meant as a symbol. And I felt, as I was driving, the funeral was in Portland, Maine, so I drove up there on Saturday morning, and as I was driving up there, I was thinking about all of the things, because that's the time, you know, you just, as you go into a situation like that, don't we all just begin to think and reflect and remember that which was important to us about this person who now is no longer really with us, at least in the physical sense. So I had been asked to speak, and so I told of my first meeting with her, how she fixed up. I was actually doing something pretty dumb. I was a kid on the farm, and she was a nurse, and I had cut my thumb almost off sharpening a scythe. And I was probably 10 or 11 at the time, and she had just come down to Framingham. She was engaged to one of the guys that I grew up with across the street. So she was here for the first time meeting everybody, and her first experience with me was to put the pieces back together of my thumb. And I told that in my reflections on her and other things about the family and things. But the reason I tell you the story is because I'm thinking of all of the stuff that's coming out about the Queen. She certainly was a source of inspiration for lots of people, whether it was at home or overseas. She persevered. Imagine 70 years again on the throne. People say, wow, that's great. She made $60 million a year. Well, that isn't really the focus. The longest reigning monarch with all the different things. Can you imagine if we had a president that lasted 70 years? There were 13 presidents during the time that she was the queen. 15 prime ministers during the time she was queen. 4 popes during the time she was queen. It's a life of privilege, but yet think about all of the things that she had to preside over. And she was a great writer. I don't know if you've ever, Jay, seen any of the things that she wrote. One of the things about the September 11th attacks, and where she wrote about grief and the emotions that went with it, the profound sense of connection that she brought in the name of the British people to what we were going through, the sorrow, the impact.
And the way she wanted to honor any Americans who were in England and couldn't make their way home because of the pause of traveling. Yeah. And just the forethought of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really a very special sort of thing to contemplate. So anyway, we still will be thinking about the Queen for a long time. I certainly would pay her much more attention. I just have never been a fan of her son, and that probably won't change much. Maybe he'll change a little. It's not, and listen, I guess none of my business anyway. And I'm sure they don't care what I'm thinking. Meanwhile, back at home, the story of the immigrants continues. I was talking about the situation on Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, where the police can't afford to live there. Even the people who work in the medical field can't afford to live. They have to come over from the mainland to do their jobs. And so what has happened to those 45 or 50 people who had no place to run to, no place to hide, no place to go? Well, they've all been put on boats and brought to the mainland. That's in essence where they are. They're all at a military facility on the Cape now. So you and I, as taxpayers, will be paying for this fiasco. And it continues to be a political football and a fiasco. And I don't know. There's all kinds of ways of looking at this, excuse me. But the reality is that it has been going on since America started. The kinds of things, not as dramatically, because we have more drama in our lives today because of our so-called connection through social media and stuff. So it just heightens the drama. You know, we were talking recently about how the lifestyle of Americans has changed when COVID has changed our lives and we don't live as long as we used to. I think that's all nonsense. I think the reason that we don't live as long as we used to is because we're too surrounded by the fears and the emotions that are created by being on top of everything every minute of every day. I think that creates in you an anxiety, and the spirit-mind-body connection is as it is, so your mind controls your body, and you worry about these things, or you concern yourself about them, or you think about them. And, you know, back in the days when people didn't live as long, but there wasn't the kind of worry, they concerned themselves with their family, putting food on the table, that was pretty much it. Now, we have this concern about everybody and everything. I'm telling you, if I see one more article about Tom Brady and his wife, now for 6 weeks they've been living separately, that was all something you could have seen that coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Or his appearance has been the latest thing in the news. Like, he's acknowledged he is going through something on his on a personal level. Let's just leave them alone.
Right. Yep. But no, we can't do that. We got to get ourselves all wrapped up around these things. Okay. The hurricane. Weather, in a word. Puerto Rico getting pounded this morning as Hurricane Fiona has made landfall, and so the power is out, as you can imagine, there. The winds are, they have 30 inches of rain. Send some of that to California. It's only a Category 1 storm, but there's a lot of rain with it. And so, you know, every time this goes on, there's more catastrophe. There are, the storm has washed out a bridge. The evacuations around the island. Have you ever been to Puerto Rico? You ever been, Jay, to Puerto Rico?
I have not, no.
There's some wonderful, it's not a wonderful island completely. There are some wonderful places on the island. And so I'm just thinking about where I was on the island and where the hurricane is pounding away there to some of the nicest parts of the island. So they'll be, because they're an American protectorate, I'm sure they'll be getting money from the government, northwest across the island, going toward the Dominican Republic. So let's see where Turks and Caicos, which is a place that not many Americans have been. It's a wonderful, it's small, but it's a wonderful little combination of islands. And so you can imagine what the mudslides are doing to that area. The Caribbean, the Bahamas, and others will. It'll affect our weather here, I'm going to guess, probably later in the week. Good Lord, what's the matter?
Yeah, it's already been
on my voice.
Anyway. Like different bouts of lightning and thunder and downpouring of rain, and it's not constant. It just keeps kind of like popping up, and then all of a sudden it goes away, just for like right now.
It's inconsistent. Okay. The rowing team, the Florida rowing team, struck by lightning during practice in Orlando on Lake Fairview. How'd you like this? The lightning. You ever think about this? I think I told the story in the air a couple of weeks ago about a family that I knew whose home was struck by lightning and the house burned to the ground. It just blew the, it actually didn't burn to the ground. It blew, the lightning strike blew the house up. And the house was only, I don't know, maybe 20 years old. And I thought it was built by a developer. I thought it had lightning rods on it, but it didn't. Or if it did, it didn't make any difference. So anyway, back to the Florida rowing team. Five middle school students, part of the North Orlando Rowing Club, were in a boat practicing on Lake Fairview when lightning struck.
Mm-hmm. Catch
five students.
Boat.
Yep. Four made it to safety, but the other one, the child's name has been withheld. They haven't found the other one.
No, they haven't. And this happened quite a few days ago, so it is now more of a recovery situation than a rescue.
Right.
Oh, just so heartbreaking. These are middle school age kids.
Yeah. All right, other crazy weather. 10 people dead, 4 missing. A tsunami flash flood in Italy. You don't see this very much.
Yeah, tsunami-like flash flood. It just completely came through.
Yeah, come across the Mediterranean. In just 2 or 3 hours, the rainwater there, again, the crazy weather, people say climate change, it was described as a water bomb, a tsunami. The mayor of Barbera, I think in Italy, I love these names, Riccardo Pasqualini is the mayor, right? He said that they were trying to rescue, but these people are going to be lost, that's it. People in accidents, motorcycle accidents, car accidents, mother and a young daughter attempting to escape the floods. Nope, see you later.
This just happens so fast.
Yep, they do. So that's going on there. Let's see, another tsunami, one dead, others injured, 6.9 earthquake, Taiwan. And there's a tsunami warning over there. Didn't Joe Biden say over the weekend that if the Chinese attack Taiwan, we're going to be there to defend them? Speaking of Taiwan, I think that is something that came out of his mouth. Yeah, I think that's expected, frankly. All right, so that's a hodgepodge of things going on here for your consideration at 18 after the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous. Oh,
please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday the 19th of September. We're into the celebrity Gaga stage, if you will, social media gossip, trending things. And speaking of Gaga, how do you like that? You hear what I was doing there, Jay?
I see what you did.
So there's some info and interesting commentary about the life and times of Lady Gaga, who actually broke off in tears over the weekend. We'll tell you about that and why after this. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth Miller. Elizabeth Miller from Calatran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up, buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code DUG, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calatran orders, too.
Calatran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works. I had a cow once named Gaga.
Did you?
Yeah. Named after a lady. What an interesting cow. Very interesting cow. As Lady Gaga, very interesting lady, she broke down in tears. She had to cut short her performance in Miami over the weekend because of the rain, the lightning, the things that were happening. We've been talking about the weather here this last half hour. She gave a very wet apology for the cancellation on Instagram.
Heartbroken. She tried to push through in the rain, but when the lightning was striking nearby, she had to keep everyone safe, and unfortunately they had to call it. But this was the final stop of her world tour. their Chromatica ball, the International Summer Stadium tour she was doing. So this was the very last stop, and it ended up being cut short. That's a bummer.
So what do you do about that? Do you have another concert and give, or you give people their money back, or what do? I guess in that circumstance,
I think typically you can get your, you'll get your money back if the concert wasn't finished, if the event wasn't finished. Yeah. But because she did already start it, and when I think it was like more than halfway through, I'm not sure she would redo it. It was probably just get your money back.
We'll have to see. Yeah. Josh Duhamel was rushed to the emergency room before he got married. This lady, who's 28 years old, former pageant queen, her name is Audra Marie. Let's see, he's 49, she's 28.
We discussed this one. He was out celebrating with friends the night before and dancing and busted too much of a move that he busted his back and ended up having to be rushed to the ER. And they were able, and his well, now wife was by his side, they were able to move forward with the ceremony, and he was even able to dance it up at the reception and everything.
Whoopee! How old, how much age difference is there between you and your husband?
Oh, only a year.
Yeah, okay. Seems to be more standard. Although sometimes these, what do they call them, August, September, no, spring, September weddings, they can be fine. They work out. Good stuff. Good for him. 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession that could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet later this week. Home builder confidence declined for the 9th straight month in September. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
Current house price, it's just, you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first-time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck western Mexico on Monday, killing at least 2 people, damaging buildings, knocking out power, and sending residents of Mexico City scrambling outside for safety. The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda, that's on the continent of Africa. Health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a new carbon capture project that supposedly will eliminate 5 million tons of CO2. This is hard for the average person to grasp because you can't see this, you can't really touch it. It's there, but it's not there. Right. So this this carbon capture project will actually pull the carbon out of the air and deposit it underground.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is well underway. Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking.
Uh-huh.
The mother was getting into the car had a baby. Wow. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A. The fellow who was the operator of the branch, Matthew Sexton, said the worker is Mikhail Gordon. Gordon is an outstanding team member, he said. He's been there for 14 years. Imagine working at a fast food joint for 14 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Anyway, so he
selflessly jumped in to intervene in the whole situation.
These were people who had been in the store and they were going back to the car. She was getting her car, or the other way around. They were going into the restaurant, getting the child out of the car. And so this guy comes up with a big stick, a club, and says, "I want your keys." So anyway, he did get the keys because she had them in her waistband, apparently. trapped inside the car. So the mother's yelling, and this guy, Mr. Gordon, steps in to help. You know, you go into a Chick-fil-A. I must admit to having gone in there. I remember one day the folks on the farm all wanted to have lunch, and I said, okay, where do you want me to go to get you your lunch? And a couple of them said, well, let's go to a Chick-fil-A. We've never had Chick-fil-A, and there's one 3 or 4 miles from me. So I said, okay. So I went in, and I was amazed at the, and I may have said it the day that it occurred, the amazing, the way the organization is so obvious, how they tend to the needs of the customers. They're out there taking orders and putting them in. And there's always a line. No matter what Chick-fil-A you go by, wherever it is, I've got a half a dozen of them around me in various towns around here, and I always notice when I drive by, they always have a line. And so it's because they know how to do their business that I think they're successful. And I think they do a pretty good job with employees, it would seem. Anyway, this is something that
they always let them have Sundays off.
Yep, no Sunday work. This guy's a devout Christian, and he's like the Hobby Lobby guy. Not open on Sunday. That's it. You want to work on Sunday? Go get a job somewhere else. So that takes care of that. The Queen's funeral is over. The lines are still there. If you have followed this, maybe watching it out of one corner of your eye, listening to the program, seeing what's going on, the pomp, the circumstances, what I hope is not going to be the way this is all remembered is the flack that's back and forth between Will and Kate and Harry and Meghan. The latest is that that couple, the royal couple, Will and his wife Kate, want Harry and Meghan to acknowledge the pain they've caused to fix the rift. And I guess I wonder, would you do that in, if it was your family?
Well, again,
did
these
they?
Are always
they
the quote-unquote sources
yeah.
that are saying this.
Right. Yeah, so is it a royal message, a royal letter, fix it, ignore, I don't know. It's
or did it even happen at all?
Right. Right. Is it just so much garbage and gossip? From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, because I'm focused on my grandson, Jasper, who's visiting. The kids are here and there. They've gone up to Portland for a couple of days, and they went to New York to see Sophie's grandfather for a couple of days. I love, love, love having them here. I love when Miles is here. I just love when my children are around, as we all do. And I was thinking about how silly we all talk to our offspring, whether it's our children or grandchildren. We all use their language. You know, when there's a promo running now of Jasper when he was in the studio last week and is talking, you could hear him. And it's, oh, ah, ah. And so we as adults, we talk back to him the same way. Instead of...
Yeah, the we repeat a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh, I say to him, wow, that was very interesting. Did you really mean that? And you go, ooh, you know, that kind of stuff.
Carrying on the conversations. And that's so good with the development when you do speak normally rather than the Google Gagas and all that stuff. But but let's be honest, it is such an initiative.
It's fun.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves. Like whenever Max says wow to something, it's like you repeat wow.
Wow. Yeah. So it brings me around to thinking, my son is a student of language as a writer, and so he said to me, Dad, baby talk is universal. Everybody knows how to speak baby. Did you know, and do you care, that there are 7,151 actively spoken languages on the planet? Did you know that? 7,151 actually used languages. But the one language that is easiest to translate is baby talk, right? And it's, you know, don't you use a softer tone and there's sort of a little inflection
a
in it?
I do that.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I was looking at some of the research that's been done. There are, they've recorded these people who are doing the work, what it's like to talk to babies. There are 1,600 parent-baby sort of like part of the language. And they took 18 different languages and they compared the noises of the parents to the children, and they came up with 1,600 different interactions that were the same no matter what your spoken language. At the end of the day, when you listen to these recordings, they're the same no matter what the language. And I thought to myself, duh, right? I mean, what is there? There's no language skill needed to replicate the words of a baby. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Did you jabbing?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that's kind of, I thought that was kind of cute. Palm trees near the Hollywood Bowl catching fire this weekend. The performance of The Sound of Music. And the audience was singing along. You know how all those songs are, you know, universally. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
And because you hear it, you're like, you know exactly what it's from.
Yeah, right. And the Hollywood Bowl is built into the Hollywood Hills, hello there. And so, anyway, they all got into this and they were singing along and all of a sudden there was a fire. The LA Fire Department shows up and posts an update on Twitter, like the fire department, the police department, they all have to post their updates. We're pleased to say Hollywood Bowl is not in danger. Okay. There were three different fires, and yada, yada. But anyway, it was the Highway Patrol showed up, too, right?
Yeah, they had to post on one of the lanes as everybody was exiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever been to the Hollywood Bowl?
I've never been to it, but I've driven past it numerous times when I lived there.
It's not easy, as you'll recall, to get in or get out, because the 101 is on the other side. You're coming up on Highland, and when you turn down Highland to go down back into Hollywood, there's always a traffic jam. But getting across to go out the other way to get up on the 101, it's almost impossible, especially when the normal traffic is there and they let out. Oof. So anyway, but all is well that ends well. Isn't that what they say? Here's something for those of you who are fans of old stuff, right? I have an auction going on. I sort of inherited some things from a property that where my partners and I are developing up the street. And there are a lot of things in there that are wonderful, valuable. So I'm becoming more familiar with how all of this stuff works, how these auctions work. Jackie Robinson had a glove that he used when he was playing in Brooklyn during the 55 and 56 season. Went on the auction block this week. They expect it could sell for $750,000. A baseball glove.
Yeah, but it makes sense when you think of it. It's Jackie Robinson's. That I would be shocked if it didn't surpass the $1 million mark.
You think?
I think it will. Yeah. I definitely think it will. And the auction ends in a couple of weeks, October 1st. So there's time. People can get the bids
online.
Keep on raising it.
Yep. Save your nickels, dimes, and quarters there, boys and girls. 44 after the hour. Here's something to say for getting a thunderstorm air purifier so you never have to breathe dirty air again, ever, ever, ever. Get one for your home. Get one for your office. You can't really put them in your car unless you have 110. You could bring them on the plane with you. That maybe doesn't make a lot of sense. How about we just focus on your office, your home, your environment? So if you have litter boxes in your kitchen, for example, got the cat, want to make sure there's no stink. You got trash cans outside, and maybe you've got your under the kitchen sink, you got a trash can. You put garbage in there and everything else. That stinks. Around here, we've had a lot of dirty diapers the last couple of weeks. It may stink. So that's where the thunderstorm comes in, the thunderstorm air purifier. You don't have to breathe dirty air because this thing gets to work, takes care of all the things that are needed to freshen up the air in your home. There have been 250,000 of these things sold, so you know they work. And they are easy to buy. You have to have filters, that sort of thing. May I suggest that you go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's their website. EdenDealPure. I will say that again, Doug. EdenPureDeals.com. Here's the discount code Doug3, and you save $200 on three of the thunderstorms that you can use all over your house. This is a company that's 50 years old. They're from Canton, Ohio. Customer service is provided by them in-house. You don't have to call and talk to somebody who's in Pakistan in order to get something to work, fix whatever the problem may be, or get advice on how to use it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, please. Use the discount code Doug, please, to save $200. Get three Thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200, shipping free as well, using the discount code Doug3.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
My doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so here we have, I would like to keep abreast of what's going on, and maybe we look on Monday to things that are going to happen during the week. Well, one of the things going on this week is the Bill Clinton Global Initiative meeting of international leaders. They're getting together first time since COVID, two-day meeting, 1,000 potential attendees. People from all over the world. This guy can attract a big crowd of important people, kings and queens, prime ministers, Nobel Prize winners, all that sort of thing. He said in preparation for the meeting, the world's on fire in a lot of different ways, but there are a lot of things that businesses, non-governmental groups and governments working together can do to help with a lot of these problems, and I want to help solve them, so that's why they're getting together this week. It's interesting to see Hillary and his daughter and him together. No matter what you think of them, they do have impact. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is the early version of the Superman theme. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the New York Daily News. I think they did say New York. Matter of fact, it wasn't the Gotham, whatever, because Gotham was Batman, right? I sometimes confuse some of those big timers.
Metropolis,
Chucker.
Was Superman.
Metropolis. That's right, too. Metropolis is Daily News. Right, okay. Yeah. So that's from the TV show starring George Reeves.
Yeah, this day in TV history, September 19th, 1952, The Adventures of Superman first premiered. I think it premiered in syndication, starred actor George Reeves as the Man of Steel, Clark Kent. I thought he was great. I used to watch this in syndication when I was a little boy.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
From school, I used to air it. I thought he was awesome. He had a good demeanor, good screen presence.
It was fun.
Did that role very, very well.
Yeah, he did. Lois Lane.
And that show really did pave the way in a lot of ways for what Richard Donner would later do in Superman the movie in 78. This was the first forte really into that character in a television format. And Christopher Reeve, what a coincidence.
Yeah, the name.
Would wind up being the most iconic Superman. Yeah, of all of them.
You know, speaking of iconic, I was watching. I've begun to watch when I'm unwinding at the end of the day and having dinner. It's usually 9 o'clock ish, and lately there've been a lot of music shows that have been on. They aren't all T.J. Levinsky stuff on the Megathon stations, but there was a concert of John Williams leading the it was a German. I'm not sure which city in Germany it was, the German Philharmonic, and doing all of his music. It was very cool. He's like, this was done last year, so it was like 96 or something. And the first thing they came out of the box with was the theme from Superman. And it's just the way that
that is a great, one of his greatest. I mean, there's no one great one, because he's done so many great ones. Every Spielberg movie, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Star Wars. But the guy is just iconic. Wonderful. I want to just bounce into
it was the Berlin. I just looked it up. It was the Berlin Philharmonic.
Okay.
All right,
also,
go ahead.
This day in TV history, the Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered on CBS in 1970. Hard to believe it was that long ago.
Yeah,
one of the
sure
best
is.
Sitcoms of all time. Goodfellas premiered in theaters this day in movie history, 1990. And it's hard to believe time has flown this fast. 1989. Doogie Howser with Neil Patrick Harris premieres on ABC. 89. Holy
And he's become quite the credible actor.
He's had a good career.
Yeah, he has a very good career going. Speaking of careers, Woody Allen says he's going to retire from filmmaking. Like, who gives a rat's behind?
Yeah. He said he's going to focus on writing.
Right, yeah,
how about 86?
Yeah, good riddance to him. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are fueling a sequel to Toy Story. What do you think?
Good.
Yeah, it could be a good sequel. The fellow, do you remember Henry Silva?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
he played. He always played a villain.
Yeah, well, not always, but often. Yeah, he
was a lot of times. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So he passed away over the weekend at the age of 95. He's one of those guys, again, if you heard his voice, you'd recognize him. But if you saw his picture, he didn't have a hair on his head. He was quite a talent. He was earlier on, I think you go back to Dean Martin's time, and that was he was around a lot then. But he was in the first Ocean's 11 movie. And he dropped out of school as a teenager when he was 14 in the 1940s.
He
went
had a very
to the actress.
Specific look.
Yeah, oh yeah, very much so. Yeah,
yes.
He sure did. Yep. And Candace Cameron Bure, Jay, were here. Yeah, she's doing a Christmas
fan.
Movie. Yeah. First one she's done since she left Hallmark. Why'd she leave Hallmark?
Because they cut her a better deal. Where'd she go to?
I'm just looking at this. It looks like. It's I don't know where she went. As a matter of fact,
there's another
clear.
Streaming platform that's trying to copy what Hallmark does, so they cut her a better deal. So
right.
They call it jumping ship.
Oh, it's
ship.
A great American channel. I never heard of it.
Yeah, they call it jumping ship in the business.
Yeah.
Box office news of interest. The Woman King starring Viola Davis overperformed $19 million. Good number. A-plus cinema score. They're comparing it to Braveheart meets Black Panther. She's a really good actress. Hopefully this will have legs. It's good for the industry.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. So I saw the trailer. It didn't do anything for me. I thought it was an atypical role for her.
Well.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is the reason for that. Thank you, Chucker. It's 59 past the hour.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.